Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Yesterday I was out because, long story short, because Bert just came in. Hey, Bert. To update him on what's been going on. But it was a couple years ago that Katie and I started discussing children. And one of the things that Katie wanted was to include my DNA, to include my offspring in our brood, a potential brood. So she said, I'd like you to consider freezing your eggs so that we can use them. We learned that it's better to freeze embryos than freezing eggs because it's because they're more resilient. They are proven to be able to be frozen and unfrozen and used, and eggs are not proven to have as much of a success rate. So in the past couple of years, we have not only found the sperm donor, but we have also had to save money for it because our insurance does not cover this procedure, which is very expensive. And so the past 6 weeks, I've been going through the process of getting hormones. The basic premise of IVF is, and Jen brought up a good point earlier, that we usually don't hear about it unless it's Octomom or Kate Gosselin, because a lot of couples don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
because it's either
straight couples don't talk about it at all. It's like some sort of like forbidden secret.
Why?
That right. Nobody's allowed to know they're doing in vitro.
What's the taboo with it?
I think there's a sense of failure. Either he has a low sperm count, or she does not have a high egg count, or high egg potential. And so I think a lot of couples don't want anybody to know, because it is fascinating. Even when I've been to the fertility clinic and gone into the lobby and sat in the lobby, like Katie and I are the ones talking and joking and having a good time. And, you know, and all the other couples are usually very solemn and very
don't
quiet.
Look anybody in the eye.
They don't even don't sometimes don't look each other
I'm
in
here.
The eye. I mean, it is an awkward thing.
They're probably years into trying. So
right.
They tried traditionally for so long and
right.
Went through that very frustrating period and then the sad period
right.
Of realizing it can't happen that way. So
right.
They're so far ahead of this.
They're so emotionally drained.
Yes.
Yeah, they're so emotionally drained by the time they're in the lobby.
Right.
But yeah. So it is to me a fascinating, because I've never really delved into this. So it's a fascinating process, and I love science that they can do this for these couples and for us. And so for 6 weeks, I've been doing shots and pills to basically tell my body, you know what, at this ovulation, don't make one egg, make as many as you can. And so yesterday, I went through the procedure of going to grab those eggs, and it's a surgical procedure where I had to have anesthesia. And they went through, you know, my female parts to go get them. And so we found out yesterday that I produced 7 eggs.
That's a lot, right?
And that is a good number, especially for a 40-year-old. I got to say that I loved also the fact they were bragging on me, because they were like, that's above average for my age. So thank you very
always
much.
Always a competition.
Yes, yeah. Always a competition, honey.
You can spend 2 years on Farmville taking care of all your crops and still not come up with 7 eggs.
That's right. That's right.
That's a full starting basketball team and 2 players coming off the bench.
Hello.
That's awesome.
But now the thing that happened yesterday is they took those eggs and then I went home, and then they put the sperm and the egg together and they put it in a petri dish. So today I will find out.
And the sperm is from somebody that you both selected.
That we both selected.
So it's somebody you know.
It is somebody we know. And so we will find out today which one of those 7 eggs started actually becoming an embryo. And then those embryos are the ones that they will put in the freezer. So there's a likelihood that not all 7 will make it, but we will find out today which of the 7 will make it. Hopefully any of the 7 will make it into the freezer, and those are our potential children.
Wow.
And then you have to talk about later, the later plan for implantation And what you said Katie said to you when y'all were going to bed last night.
Yeah, so I am in my 40s now. I can say that. I am in my 40s now. And also a kidney transplant recipient. So we've made the decision that I'm not going to carry. Mm-hmm. Because there were even concerns throughout this process. Everything we had to do, including yesterday, the anesthesiologist and the doctor doing the procedure and my nephrologist, my kidney doctor, were all having to coordinate together to make sure I could even take some of the anesthesia, because I haven't had anesthesia since my transplant.
Mm-hmm.
So I was mentally concerned throughout the whole process of how it was going to affect my kidney, and I thought, I cannot be pregnant and then be worried the whole time about this. There's plenty of women who are transplant recipients of all organs that are successfully carry a baby. But mm-hmm. we just decided that for the combination of the age.
So you've got two women, you got an option.
We have an option. So we decided that I'm not going to be the one to carry it. So last night, Katie, who's just been, she's been wonderful. And yesterday, there were tears and there weren't tears. Because I keep telling her to wait until they're in the freezer before we pop the champagne. Because we have a champagne bottle ready for mm-hmm. tonight. And so she last night said, you know what? You realize that since that you're not going to get pregnant, that you've done everything you can as a woman to reproduce, like, except, you know, I not raise the children, but when it comes to physically reproducing, she said,
I hear
you
that she doesn't want you to raise the children. Is what I'm hearing.
If you want to go right to the raising stage, you could take all of us for the next 3 weeks.
You know what? I went through a lot to get these eggs out, so if I can, I'm going to use these eggs that I've worked so hard. But oh, another thing, and then that one of the things that they can do that I requested is they can take pictures of the embryos.
Oh yeah,
so neat.
So our first family portrait is going to be these. However many, they're going to take a picture of them before they put them in the freezer.
That's great.
So I will share those too.
It's been like really, really fascinating mm-hmm. following. And I told Melissa earlier, like, I'm so proud of you for sharing and being so honest with this, like, typically very private process, you
right.
know, because there is some vulnerability, actually a lot of vulnerability in mm-hmm. it and in sharing the process. But we've gotten to learn so much, like, along the way, because you've been able to be
right.
vulnerable about this. And, like, you're going to tell us, like, how many embryos go, and
right.
then, like, when you eventually, however many years down the road it is that you guys do the in vitro, like, whether it takes or not.
Right. And,
you know,
and
what like
I mean?
And there's potential disappointment in that, and
that
there's
nothing
a lot
will
of
come
vulnerability
from this.
In
right.
that. And so mm-hmm. I commend you for being so honest and, like, bringing everybody into that process, because that's hard to do.
Well, I didn't share with, and thank you, Jen, I didn't share with these guys until last week that I was doing this mm-hmm. because it wasn't until last Thursday that we had the go or no go, you know, because I've done the hormones for this long, but some women, the hormones don't take and they don't
yeah.
grow eggs and they can't go to this point. So it was Thursday when they started scheduling the last part of the process. And that's when I shared it with you guys, because I'm
right.
like, well, at least now there's hope that I can do it. And then yesterday was a huge deal because so many elements have to come together for the procedure to even take place. And we did it. And like I said, today I'll find out if I got any embryos. And then, you know, like Jen said, in a couple of years, whenever we decide to have children, that's another part of the step, and that hopefully the embryos will take, because it could be this is all for nothing. But to me, but Katie and I were like, it's not all for nothing, because we are celebrating every phase of it.
Yeah.
So seven eggs, I'm proud of that. Mm-hmm. The embryos
yes.
today, I'm proud of that. And if they turn into children or not, that's not up to me.
Right.
You know, that's
it's
nature's
out of your
decision.
Hands at this
yeah,
point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to go online today and seriously take a sex ed class or a test
uh-huh.
to see how well I do. Because throughout this whole process,
mm-hmm. well, you got
I've
two
sort of
kids,
been,
so you know
been,
something.
Well, that's it. But I mean, that's the basics. Throughout you talking about this entire thing, I have sat here embarrassed now for weeks, really not knowing exactly how the whole process works. Either I never knew it or I've forgotten it, but I'm going online today to see how bad I am.
Yep.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.